It's Friday, the 19th of September, and I'm Tonataka Villa with your 1 p.m. news. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah has left for New York on Friday for the 80th UN General Assembly, where she will deliver her first address and meet with other world leaders. We spoke to public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo for his view and expectations.
I suspect that issues of development with the objective to address poverty, to grow the economy, will be some of the issues that she will raise, especially unemployment amongst the youth. Basically, she's taking NDP 6 and what is promised in the SWAPO implementation plan as domestic issues. But taking into account the geopolitical situation, she will also emphasize the need for respect for international law as well as promoting multilateralism, solving global issues through negotiations. Therefore, the issue of Palestine, the issue of Zimbabwe, the conflict in Africa, she might touch on that.
South African Trade Minister Parks Tau has met U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer for talks. Tau's office said on Friday as Africa's biggest economy tries to reach a deal to roll back steep U.S. tariffs. Reuters reports that U.S. President Donald Trump imposed a 30% tariff on imports from South Africa last month after President Cyril Ramaphosa's government made several unsuccessful attempts to secure a trade agreement. The World Health Organization on Thursday said 48 cases of Ebola have been confirmed in the Democratic Republic of Congo and 31 people have died.
The Ebola outbreak in the DRC's Kasai province has spread from 2 to 4 health zones with a population of more than 3 million people. The outbreak has occurred in a remote area with poor roads and electricity, which has complicated the response efforts of health workers. International organizations are supporting the Congolese government with essential medicines, vaccines, and protective equipment. But there is a shortage of funds. The World Health Organization has launched an appeal for $21 million to intensify operations to curb the spread of the disease. Ebola is an infectious disease that spread through close contact with the blood or bodily fluids of infected animals or people. The country's worst outbreak happened in 2020 in the East and claimed more than 2,000 lives. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
The United Kingdom is expected to imminently announce the recognition of the State of Palestine. The move is said to provoke harsh criticism from Israel. Ollie Barrett has more from London.
The UK government is preparing to recognise the Palestinian state ahead of a United Nations conference on Monday, at which it will make a formal declaration on the issue. Prime Minister Keir Starmer's administration said in July it would move towards recognition if Israel didn't meet a series of conditions, such as a ceasefire, resumption of humanitarian aid in Gaza, and no further annexation in the West Bank. Critics in the UK say the decision breaches international norms, that a state should be recognised only if it has a functioning government, defined borders, and a stable population. The US also opposes the move, with President Trump saying it will reward Hamas. Keir Starmer says Hamas is a terrorist organization, must be disarmed, and can play no part in any future Palestinian government. Ollie Barrett, London.
And finally, the Ministry of Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security joined the rest of the world in marking International ID Day this week. Ministry spokesperson Margaret Kalor.
An ID is more than just a document. It is a key to opportunity, as well as it shows where one belongs. So the importance of this day to highlight the importance of one having that ID. The ID, it shows your belongings. It shows who you are. It shows where you were born. It shows your name. It shows your surname. It shows if you are a female or you are male. It gives you also opportunity to services such as education, health. This is why the Ministry of Home Affairs, joined by the UNDP and other stakeholders, we are celebrating this very important day.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.